Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group. And we are talking politics here in hour one. And we had a chance to have Brenda Lawrence, Southfield mayor.
Yeah, and lieutenant governor candidate with Virge Bernero.
Brenda Lawrence, big laugher.
Oh, I love that.
She's got a laugh to die for.
Big laugher. Now, what kind of a campaign theme is that? Vote for the big laugher. What is that? Ha, ha, ha.
And
she's a joyful woman.
She is.
That's
absolutely.
What we say, a joyful
she loves
woman.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Brian Kelly on.
And does Brian laugh?
Brian wasn't laughing when we started talking about the Tea Party.
Oh.
Not wanting him to be lieutenant governor.
You know, I got to tell you, the Republican Party looked a lot like what I've always heard the Democratic Party conventions look like, mm-hmm. that it was what we call cluster fluster.
Chaotic.
Yeah. And oh, boy. Poor engineer's like, oh, my gosh, she almost said. Yeah. So, yes, very interesting. And I talked with a friend of mine, John Truscott.
Yes.
Who was working with Mike Bishop on the AG nomination. And they almost had it, I think, in the bag. And what John was telling me is that unlike previous conventions, this time around they had the nomination speeches back to back to back to back, and then they didn't do the voting till the end. And he thought it really lost momentum, and people started to leave before folks even had a chance to vote. Very interesting.
Very un-Republican.
Well,
don't they normally have everything so ordered? I mean, my impression is almost anal retentive.
I don't know. I've been to one party convention in my life. It was a Democratic Party convention in 1980, and I worked the floor for Mike Kavanaugh, who was seeking nomination for Supreme Court Justice. Didn't get it in 80, but got it in 82, and has been a Supreme Court Justice ever since.
There you go. You haven't been at these conventions because you keep declining the nominations. The committees that want to have you run for office.
I'm just not much of a party girl. I know that's hard to believe, but...
She's forgetting the word political in front of her there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Have you ever thought about running for office?
Never.
Wouldn't want to do it.
Well, I have great empathy for politicians because you really have no life of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm really, as public a person as I am in a lot of ways, I really like to, you know, put my sweats and my hoodie on and kind of hang out at home in my flip-flops. No makeup on. I just don't think that really screams elected office. And, you know, I probably have a skeleton or two in my closet, but we won't go there.
Might make for an interesting campaign.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are we going to have Chris DeWitt with us?
You know, I left a message for
him.
We'll see.
We are
going to
have Mark Grebner.
Cool.
A little bit later.
Cool.
And we're going to talk about the polling process and just take some of this procedure, too. So. We will have a lot more to talk about, and we're also going to talk about some people who have gone down the wrong path and what they need to do to get back where they belong, and that's one of the specialties for Kelly Rossman. We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.
Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group. This hour of Ebling and You is being brought to you exclusively by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can record your shows and play them back in any room with AT&T Total Home DVR. AT&T, rethink possible.
Yes.
Kelly, I want to ask you if it's possible
yes.
at this point in the campaign
yes.
for Virge Bernero to reinvent himself.
Ooh, I don't think he can reinvent himself.
Rick Snyder keeps talking about reinventing Michigan.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you know, but the thing is, Virge has got a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And
a
that's
lot of people
that
love
sort
it.
Of, you know, it's a very populist approach, and
right.
it'll be very interesting to see these two cats really fighting against each other for the next several weeks. I got to tell you, I was listening to Kathy Barks Hoffman about 10 days ago. She's the bureau chief of AP here in Lansing. She doesn't count Virge out. Now, the you know, a lot of people say, well, Snyder's 20 points ahead of Virge, but Dillon was 20 points ahead of Verge.
Actually, it's gone down from 22 to 19.
But here is the difference, and that is that there is a very small pool of undecideds right now.
Right.
During the Dillon-Bernero fight in the Democratic Party, in the primary, there was a huge pool of undecideds. You don't have that. That's not going to break like it broke in the Democratic primary.
There's a big difference between convincing undecideds and changing minds for those who've already decided.
Well, there is. And I got to tell you, I think it's really important what a lot of us in Lansing know, the people around the state are beginning to learn, and that is that Verge is a career politician. And, I mean, he's been a county commissioner. He's been a state rep. He's been a state senator. He's been a mayor. So don't get me wrong. He knows the legislative process because he's been there. But you pit that against what it appears that most people want, which is we don't want the career politician. We want the new, improved, we think, guy who hasn't been here forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Verge has been here forever.
All right. I spoke to a guy. I can understand that. I spoke to a guy about 10 days ago who's been very active in Democratic Party politics. And he told me that it didn't matter who the candidates were. You can plug and play any two you want. Democrats were not going to win the governorship this year. And the Democrats, a lot of them who are not directly tied to Verge Bernero, are just breathing a sigh of relief that it's Rick Snyder and not any of his opponents in the primary.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I've certainly heard, and my guess is it's true. You know, I know I have a poli sci. I didn't major in political science. I've certainly worked in and around it for a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I've always heard is that midterm in a presidential
yes.
administration, mm-hmm. whichever party holds the presidency
mm-hmm.
loses seats
yep.
in midterm. So
pendulum
that's
effect.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, at the same time, we're in a very interesting place for Michigan, and that is we have every statewide office open,
mm-hmm.
And you have really no incumbents running. So you don't have an incumbent running for AG. You don't have an incumbent running for Secretary of State. You don't have an incumbent running for governor or lieutenant governor. So you got a whole interesting mix of folks. And we haven't begun to talk about some of the other politicking. I mean, we alluded to the politicking at the Republican convention. We didn't talk about any of the politicking done that was really targeted against Colleen McNamara
mm-hmm.
for MSU trustee on the Democratic side and successfully targeted Don Nugent on the Republican side.
Right.
I mean, it's really quite horrifying that the politics
that
goes to that level. Well, it didn't work real well for Don Nugent, who was
right.
really blasted. And there's a whole lot of conversation about Chuck Yob and his son, John, who are political strategists. John Yob's very successfully orchestrated, choreographed the Rick Snyder move.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is that Don Nugent, who is a longtime MSU trustee, mm-hmm. Republican from Northern Michigan, a cherry farmer, that the Yobs approached Don Nugent and said, you know, hire us. And he said, no, I don't need to. And they basically said, hire us. Again, this is all
mm-hmm.
According to stories from the Don Nugent camp. The Yobs supposedly said, if you don't hire us, we'll find someone to run against you. And they apparently did. Mitch Lyons, who I don't know anything about. Now, I do know mm-hmm. a lot about Brian Breslin, who's the other Republican candidate, long time. You know, Breslin of the Breslin Center.
Sure. That name,
you know,
resonates.
Brian is Jack's son.
Right.
Was the lobbyist for Meyer for
right.
a really
Meyer,
long
right.
time.
Right. I know Mitch very well.
Covered
him.
What's his story? What's his story, Jack?
He has a strong backing from the MSU athletic establishment and a lot of people who...
Another jock on the board. Is that where we're going?
Well, I don't know. You could say Brian Breslin is just a jock. He's been very successful in business.
Right.
But both of them
right.
are very strong athletic credentials at Michigan State.
And then George Perlis is already on the board.
And George Perlis was Mitch Lyons' coach, so he could go have football practice by the time this is done.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. You know, I hate to say this. I know this will be a shock to you.
Yes.
Michigan State University is far more than football.
I would agree.
I know it's hard to believe. Tom Izzo knows that. It's far more than football. But it's also basketball.
Tom Izzo will tell you there is no greater football fan than he is, and he lives for the 7 football Saturdays. And sometimes I think that,
bless his
heart, you know, he thinks football is more important than basketball.
Didn't he want to be the football coach at one time?
He did. He absolutely did, and a lot of people don't understand that, but that is absolutely the truth. I can tell you that.
So basketball was second choice?
Yeah, you know. And
gosh, he's good at his second choice.
He's pretty good.
He's
It'd be nice to be that good at your second choice.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you about something that came up the other day, and Scott and I kicked this around, about a commercial that the Snyder camp had done and poked fun at Virge Bernero about Pure Lansing.
Wow.
And had talked about, you know, Lansing is a place where you can find housing easily because they're all boarded up and you can, you know, you have plenty of time to spend with your kids because nobody has jobs. And it was a spinoff on the Pure Michigan, but it was mocking Virge Bernero. And a lot of people in Lansing have not taken to this very well. They have, in fact, we have talked about having some sort of a campaign for people to define what Pure Lansing is. But it's very interesting to see the reaction from people now who are starting to take pride in this city. It took a long time, and it didn't take much to get under their skin.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I sit on the Lansing Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors, mm-hmm. and we saw a presentation this morning and had a conversation with Pat Gillespie, mm-hmm. who is the developer of the Stadium District. Mm-hmm. He did the City Market, and he's got plans for that whole area. Plus, he's got some phenomenal ideas for an area that is increasingly being called Midtown. So it's kind of Michigan Avenue corridor from 27 to Harrison Road, that whole stretch.
Great.
And you've got some really phenomenal young developers. And I don't know if you've been downtown on a Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Trying to find a place to park.
Well, I'm kind of too old for that gig anymore. Yeah. I always feel like they're always...
At 39,
Bless your heart, 39 and then some. But I love that the town is rocking. I was having dinner at Tropo last Thursday night, and the town was just starting to rock as I was like looking at my watch going, okay, is it bedtime yet? Because it was like 9. But the place rocks, and all of the stuff that's going on around Harem and the Nut House, and there's like a, mm-hmm. I think it's called the Big Deck. That's wrapped around the tin can,
yeah.
None of these places I've actually been to, mm-hmm. but the marketing on the tin can, mm-hmm. was a chalk on the sidewalk. So a chalk on the walk campaign. It was so cool.
Do you know Nicole Sclafani?
Yes. Who's doing LCC's TV stuff.
Right. Yeah. Lansing Lowdown. She comes on the show every Thursday and tells us what's going on in Lansing, and we can never get everything in.
Well, you know, you may remember the magazine I was editor of years and years ago, Lansing City Limits Magazine.
Yes, I remember.
And that whole magazine was chock full of stuff to do. And one of the things I think people are starting to recognize about Lansing, there is not a lack of things to do. The challenge really is figuring out what it is you do want to do. Mm-hmm. When I was driving down Grand Avenue behind LCC today, or in front of LCC, depending on how you look at it, and right there at Adato Park, there's something, they're putting something together, and there's some mosaic concert. I'm like,
right.
What's that?
Right.
What's that? Scott's nodding like, oh, yeah, I know. Oh, sure, he's going to Jay-Z and Eminem
tonight. No, all you needed to do was listen to Nicole yesterday. She was telling us all about it.
I was at football.
I think we were probably at the same game.
Hey,
listen, you two probably sat together during this game.
No, we looked at each other across. I was on the visitor side where the Grand Ledge team had probably 400 or 500 people. Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
And on the Everett side, and they were the home team, they had about 75. Because, you know, in Grand Ledge, you know our slogan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't play the team, you play the town.
There you go.
And we are serious, man. And I know you got Matt Bird on your show tomorrow
morning.
I am such a Matt Bird fan.
We have Matt Bird on at 8:35, right, Scott?
Sure.
And
Scott doesn't know.
He better, because he booked him. So
he hasn't looked at the run sheet for tomorrow yet.
It's
but Matt Bird, the varsity football coach of Grand Ledge High School, the Grand Ledge Comets. Matt Bird is not just a phenomenal football coach, but he is a coach of men. And as the mother of one of the co-captains of the football team, I can't begin to thank Matt for the mentorship that he does for those young men. He's just an amazing guy.
We will be right back. Jack Ebling here with Kelly Rossman McKinney, Matt Bird's agent. And we're going to be speaking in just a moment with Mark Grebner.
Cool.
Practical Political Consulting, and we'll be back with that and much more after this check of weather and sports.